Hello, hello, beautiful soul family, and welcome to the Excellent Vibes podcast. If you are tuning in for the first time, as always, hey, what's up? Hello, thank you for tuning in. If you are returning, as always, hey, what's up? Hello, thank you for coming back. Thank you for your continued support. I am excited to check in with you today. If you've been here, you know I have a hard time keeping things short. I am a Gemini sun, a Gemini Mercury, so I love to chat, I love to express, I love to talk. I am going to do the best I can do in keeping things short, but I want to talk a bit about where we've been, the current energies, what has been real just astrologically, and what's been affecting us. I do this because I myself love astrology for just the validation of, like, okay, things feel a little more intense. It makes sense. Things up above are going down, so down below it's stirring the pot. I will always be here to unveil that for you, to connect dots, connect cycles, and just to validate your experience through that. Next, I want to have this episode be part meditation. A couple times over the past week or so, it's come up. I used to host meditation classes. I used to do a lot of group work over Zoom and stuff. And one of the meditations I always use to support us in grounding back down into the present moment, to support us in protecting our energy, strengthening our boundaries, I call it the crystal ball meditation. And so I will guide us through that today. I'll make sure down in the show notes to kind of, I'm going to get better at this, but put in there the timestamp. So if you don't want to listen to the energy update, you can always just go to directly to the meditation. So I feel like this is a beautiful place to connect in a little more, to pause a little deeper, to create some space between what's going on in your day to day, tuning into the present moment. And let's reflect on a cycle. We are in the first week of the post retrograde, the 2 week retrograde shadow period of Mercury retrograde. We had a Mercury retrograde in Taurus that went down from April 20th through May 15th, so just this past Monday. So much, as always, as this year has continued to go by and fly by, so much went down in just that short amount of time from April 20th to May 15th. So I invite you, maybe it's now, maybe it's during the day, but keeping this in mind, whenever you can, creating a little more space to pause and reflect, like, what went down in your experience? Check in. What did you go through? When time moves so quick, and I know I've said this before, but when time moves so quick, it's so easy to just focus on what hasn't happened yet, what didn't happen, what you fucked up and what you screwed up and what didn't go your way. It's a lot easier to focus on that and where you haven't gotten yet versus, like, whoa, like, let's zoom out a little further. And I did show up to this and I did go through major growth. And, you know, even when I didn't show up, I decided to show up. And you have come so far in such a short amount of time. It is very important to slow down and give yourself the credit you deserve for trudging through it. In that span, we had Mercury retrograde. We were also navigating an eclipse season. Retrograde energy is always going to come in to shake shit up. It is always going to make it feel like our external experience speeds up and feels a lot more chaotic, which can trigger a lot of different things mentally, physically, emotionally for us. Always are going to bring a lesson for us to slow down, to connect back into ourselves. Retrograde periods are a time to reassess, reevaluate, reset, relax, renew your energy. Eclipses are coming in to, again, shake shit up. They are going to bring in inevitable change. These eclipses, the most recent one was in Scorpio. Scorpio is all about transformation, depth, our shadow, death, and rebirth, and really going into the depths of what we don't want to see and the depths of what we have swept under the rug. A lot of that stuff has come up for us collectively, individually, in our own experiences, depending on what how your own chart is set up, you definitely could get more insight on that. But yeah, lots of us just going through it, and it can feel exhausting when there's so much change going on at once. Again, when time feels like it's moving so quickly, which it has been and has felt like. Things change, that means something has to end to begin. Endings are never easy. Endings mean we have to accept something's ending. Maybe like, yes, we're excited for it, but I know a lot of the times, especially when it's eclipse season and it's like that inevitable change and all of the Scorpio energy with the shadow and just all of that, when that comes up, it almost like comes up and feels like it's biting us in the ass, and we're forced to change through hitting a certain rock bottom. We're forced to change through coming to like smack dab in the middle of like, oh my God, like I can't keep operating this way. I don't want to keep feeling this way. And that's been a lot of what has been triggering the change and the transformation and the growth right now, which is not easy. I know personally, and a lot of us listening, because that's just who the audience is, we're probably going through our Saturn return right now. A lot of personal responsibility coming up to the surface. That's what it's felt like. I know for me personally, collectively, that's definitely what it's felt like. But even more, like, are you going through your Saturn return? Again, it's important to know your chart because you can find out a lot more about yourself that way. But and it can just support, I should say, finishing that thought, validating your experience even further. And does not take away from the fact, saying all of that, past the astrology, things have been rough, things have been tough, things have felt kind of like a pressure cooker. I know I've been saying that a lot. So it's very supportive to, hopefully you can take this episode as the invitation to slow down a little more. Draw your energy in. We are now in the 2-week post retrograde period. Still like feeling definitely eclipse energy and just lingering of that. We can feel kind of a hangover and just like, what the fuck is going on? It's really easy to stay stuck in that spiral of energy and dwell on things aren't going right and things suck and just I haven't done this and I haven't done that. So again, use this as I spill my coffee over, use this as the opportunity to draw your energy back in, create some space between what has gone down, between what is going to happen, between right now, here, the present moment. Again, that meditation that we will do will very much support that. You can use that as a tool whenever you need it. But just know, things have felt a lot. Things have felt like they've been moving fast. The energy has been intensifying, increasing that. And always I see retrograde and eclipse energy as an invitation instead of to get wrapped up in all of that, because it's easier to do so since the energy is so intense pulling us towards that. How can you create the boundaries around like, okay, externally this is happening, but internally this is how I'm going to move through it. Internally this is how I'm going to combat it and ground into the present moment. Kind of wrapping up my thought with the post-retrograde shadow period, these 2 weeks here from May 15th to May 31st, even more, it's a time to slow down. We'll talk about Taurus energy here in a minute because it is a new moon in Taurus as I am recording this. We're still in Taurus season, about to transfer to Gemini season. But this 2-week post-shadow period, it is a time to slow down, to integrate the lessons that we have learned over the past 4 weeks. As we have been in a retrograde cycle, Mercury retrograde cycle, but also as we've been in an eclipse season, which is bringing big change. And again, it's easy to forget how you showed up and what happened and how you navigated and how you were a badass and moved through it. It's easy to forget to give yourself credit. So using this space with this podcast over these next 2 weeks, there is no rush into the next thing. Integration requires us to create space. Integration requires us to slow down. Integration requires us to get out of our mind and into our body. It requires a balance between our mind and body, between the new perspectives, the new beliefs, the things that we reassessed, the things that we've learned over the past 4 weeks. We're being asked to slow down, to integrate in each moment, use these new tools in each moment, use these new perspectives. So if you learned how valuable patience and presence has been, if you've learned how valuable responding to something has been over the past 4 weeks, as I have, and that's why I'm using those as examples, but if you've learned how valuable all of that is versus reacting and being on edge, and needing to rush ahead and figure things out, I've really drawn strong boundaries around those two things. But the universe is going to come in and test the shit out of us in the 2 week post shadow period. So for example, like, I know my anxiety has been increased over the past few days. I feel like I've been more in my head trying to rush to the next moment. I feel like there's been a lot of opportunities for me to practice that patience, that presence, that responding to what's in front of me versus reacting and making a decision in my head versus being in my body. And so I say this again to whatever you have been going through over the past 4 weeks, we're going to be tested through the end of May to really show up and practice what we preach. We're going to feel increased anxiety if we say we're going to do something and we don't do it. We're going to feel increased anxiety if we decide to almost like backpedal and show up how we used to versus in, again, the new perspectives and the new things that we've learned. With that being said as well, going in that same breath, being gentle and compassionate with yourself as you practice these new things, because it's new, because it's a new thing for your mind, for your body to connect on the same page, to do the same thing. All of these things are new. It takes again that patience, that presence, that grace, that compassion to not, if you do feel yourself going backwards and making decisions that you 4 weeks ago would have been the thing, but now you have that new perspective, like, don't beat yourself up because you feel like you're going backwards. Don't hold extra shame or guilt over yourself because you feel, again, like you're going backwards. This is just that opportunity to practice and strengthen your boundaries around, okay, compassion to yourself, grace with yourself, patience with yourself, coming back to the present moment. When we go back to the past and we beat ourselves up, like, we're living in the past. When we rush too far into the future and we try to, we're upset for what we haven't done yet, that's creating all of this anxiety. So being in the moment, being present, following through with what is right in front of you each moment, each day, now through May 31st, watch what happens as you continue to slow down. Watch what happens as you continue to practice what you preach. Watch what happens as you continue to draw stronger boundaries around being in the present moment versus getting wrapped up in the shit that's going on around you. So that is what I will say, where I will finish with Mercury retrograde, the cycle, the energies that we've been in. Let's talk about the new moon in Taurus here for a minute, which then we will segue into Gemini season, and then we will get into our meditation. But this new moon in Taurus, new moons, as always, bringing new beginnings. New moons are like a reset, lower energy always. So if you feel like you are frustrated or more on edge, I invite you, again, just such a beautiful invitation to slow things down, to draw your energy in, to take some things off of your plate. This is the time of the month where you can, I mean, you can always be selfish with your time, but energetically, it's a beautiful time to be selfish with your time and to spend time with your intuition and spend time with yourself and spend time with your own energy. Taurus energy. We have had a lot of Taurus energy recently. The first eclipse we had, I believe Was it, I could be wrong. No, it wasn't Aries. It wasn't Taurus. But the what I'm trying to say, because we had a full moon eclipse in Scorpio, so Scorpio and Taurus have, that is the energy we've been in, the nodes have been in, the south nodes, the north nodes, over the past about year and a half now. We're about to shift into Aries and Libra in the north and south node. But anytime that Taurus or Scorpio energy comes in, it's just a reminder and a reflection and almost like a wrapping up of a cycle. It whenever over the past year, and again with this new moon in Taurus, with Taurus season, with Scorpio season, with this Scorpio full moon that we just had, it's a marker to me that we have, it's going to bring something up that's going to be almost like this closure of a cycle that we've been in. So what you're moving through right now, check in. How can you reflect back on the past year and a half? And again, give yourself that credit for how far you've come, for the growth that you've endured. I know how fast the years have gone since, I mean, like 2020. It has definitely felt like that, but since definitely last year, 2022, how quick time has gone. So giving yourself the credit of just reflecting back to this time last year, reflecting back to March 2022 and how far you've come since then. And also bringing into your awareness, like, what is coming full circle right now that is bringing closure? Where can you really see that in your experience? When we can accept that, again, that ending, that new beginning, when we can bring more awareness into what is going down in our experience, it create supports us to create more space between what has happened, where we will, what is going to happen, and where we are right now. When we just continue to do thing after thing and show up to thing after thing without checking in, that's when like life gets all mushed together and it's easy to get lost in the sauce of things and just dwell on what hasn't happened yet. So again, there's just another kind of insight into the cycles that we are going down right now with this new moon in Taurus. Big endings, big new beginnings. Jupiter in Taurus is went down this week. It's that will be Jupiter will be in Taurus through this next year, through May 2024. And again, we are still in the last bits of Taurus season. We just had a Mercury retrograde in Taurus. So, all of these things that are happening for us right now, we're going to look back on them and be like, oh, this piece of the cycle, this piece of my journey was very important to where I'm going, which is why a lot of the things that are happening might not make sense now, but they will make sense for our future selves. So let's touch on Jupiter and Taurus for a second. Jupiter is all about luck, expansion, abundance. Taurus is all about the present moment. Taurus is all about constancy, stability. Taurus, I think about Taurus, and again, all I can think about is presence and being and not rushing forward. Taurus also relates to material security, money, abundance. Taurus relates to our values, our self-worth. Think about our root chakra and what makes us feel safe and secure. And so, with this energy of Jupiter and Taurus, and we have also been in, again, Mercury retrograde in Taurus, we are in Taurus season still. We have been in Taurus and Scorpio energy over the past year and a half. We are learning a lot about the frequency of abundance, the frequency of stability, the frequency of expansion. It comes from slowing things down. It comes from being present, finding that balance of being able to slow things down while continuing to show up, being able to find that balance of being in the present moment while still moving forward. Is not easy, and that is a practice, and that is absolutely what we will be learning and what we will continuing to ground into over this next year, over these next few months for sure, but definitely just this time that we've been moving through, it's been a lot. It can feel like a lot, but I know we're gonna look back to it and be like, okay, 2023, the beginning, like January through May, really March through May. There's some big endings to beginnings of new cycles that are happening right now. We are going to be continuing as a collective, individually on our own journeys. We are going to continue to learn to move forward and take action, but not rushing things forward. We're going to learn how to balance, how to be present while taking action. We're going to learn that balance of like true manifestation of expansion of luck of abundance, that Jupiter energy. It's not just about like, yes, it's about slowing down and being present with that Taurus, but it's again about taking action forward in that presence. Going to learn a lot about, I've learned a lot about stability. That's a big Taurus energy, but stability comes from releasing instant gratification, not needing to have the big abundance, the big expansion in the moment after the action you just take, knowing that the actions you take day after day, moment after moment, being present in each moment, all of those mini moments build up to that bigger abundance, that bigger feeling of luck and expansion. I'm slightly getting all over the place here, but I know that you're following me. But bringing it back in, it is going to be important to be able to continue to practice going slow, being okay going slow, knowing that if you slow things down, you actually speed things up. It's going to be important to know your body, know when your body needs to slow down, know when your brain needs to slow down, know when you need to connect back into your body versus racing in your mind. We are learning a lot about boundaries, and again, a lot around not needing to react to something and rush into something, but learning to take our time to respond to something, to trust our process. And so that I think is definitely what the new moon in Taurus is highlighting. Jupiter in Taurus, that's a big energy of, again, Jupiter's expansion and this big energy of opening up, but Taurus is presence and right here and right now. It is the frequency of abundance is birthed from presence. It's not birthed from doing as many things as we can and rushing towards it. Like, it's birthed from being in the moment. It's birthed from gratitude. How can we tap into gratitude? Is being present, noticing, I am grateful for what I have. I am grateful for how I show up, which comes back into that frequency of giving yourself credit and celebrating yourself. And how can we do that? We have to slow down. So I'm going to start to wrap this piece up, and then we will get into the meditation, which will be that tool to support you in actually slowing down and grounding in whenever you need to create space between right now and what has happened and what will happen, whenever you need that reminder to get back into your body, whenever you need the actual support to get back into your body, you can always turn it on. But clearly, there is a strong message coming through on how important it is going to be to start learning how can you slow things down without feeling you're going to fall behind. How can you slow things down knowing that going slow and being present creates stability? And this is from my personal experience. Going fast and trying to rush and doing as many things as you can at once, multitasking, have you ever heard of that, is a scam. But rushing and being in that energy and trying to get shit done and forcing versus, again, just being. and responding to what comes at you and not needing to know the answers and being okay living in uncertainty for a bit while working through your process, that is the shit that builds stability versus rushing and needing to know the answers and being attached to instant gratification. That is going to keep you looped in survival. We were not taught to go slow. We were raised in hustle culture. I have tried to remove myself from that, so I don't hear a bunch of that noise anymore. But it's still fucking out there for sure. I mean, capitalism, we live it here. Like, we have to make money to survive, to pay the bills, to live on the planet, to breathe the air. Like, what the fuck? So it is ingrained so many places. You have to show up. You have to do the things. You have to keep going. No breaks, no days off, right? Like, that shit is real. There's privilege in being able to slow down. There's massive fucking privilege in being able to slow down. And I have also lived in this place where I feel like I've learned how to hack that balance of I work 7 days a week and I know how to slow things down. I know how to not get burnt out. I know how to create the space to create and still do what I want to do. There's a way to continue to show up while also slowing things down in being present and feeling like you have the space, even though all of the shit around you is moving fast. There's a way. I have done it, and I feel like I'll probably continue to share more about it. That is definitely what this new moon is highlighting, what it's bringing up. Strong focus around boundaries, around going slow, but also could be bringing up that fear around, like, well, what happens if I do go slow, and all of these insecurities and these vulnerabilities. So it's all valid. I want to bring it back to remembering to celebrate yourself, remembering to reflect on your process, reflect on your growth, and give yourself the credit that you deserve. Things do move fast, and you do a lot daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. So it will be important to give yourself that credit and celebrate yourself under this new moon energy as well. Reflect. It will also bring up those memories, those feelings, those reminders of, like, well, what didn't work out and what didn't feel good. So this new moon is a beautiful time to release that shit, to begin again, to start new with Jupiter in Taurus. Holy shit. All about abundance. It is a beautiful time to just say, I am leaving behind what has not worked out. I'm leaving behind the past. I'm starting new. And yeah, it's going to feel a little shaky, like Bambi, right? Walking on new legs. Like, yeah, you might feel, we kind of talked about it in this episode, like you're taking a couple steps back, but then you move forward because you choose to begin again. Let go of the shame, let go of the guilt, let go of the needing to be perfect, and just fucking start. This is a beautiful new moon to just begin again, to just go for it. With Taurus and Scorpio energy, especially since we just had that Scorpio eclipse as well, we are in the endings of a big cycle, new beginnings here. Grace, allow yourself to find space, slow it down. Celebrate yourself. I am going to break a little here with, it's literally a 5 second clip of music, but then we'll come back and we will get into meditation. So yeah, I hope this supported you. And if you're looking for that extra layer of support, join me for this crystal ball meditation. Alright, you guys, for this meditation, you are going to want to have a quiet space. You are going to want to be able to close your eyes, so I definitely don't recommend this while driving. But after listening to this meditation once in full, I love to use this as, like, even in the moment, closing my eyes, maybe not for, you know, the full meditation, but in the moment you can close your eyes, picture what I'm going to show you here, visualize what I'm going to talk you through, and use that in the moment when you need some support, some protection, some strengthening of boundaries to draw your energy back in. So this is one of my favorite meditations to share, to teach, and I hope that you love it. Let's get started. So find that space where you can be sitting straight up. I feel like that is the best way to receive the energy, to be in the energy. We're going to be sitting up straight. Find your space. You're going to plug that tailbone into the floor. Just feel your energy root down into the space that you are in a little further. Maybe in the space you're in as well. Starting to connect with your breath, definitely breathing, noticing as we begin the meditation, where is your breath? Do you feel like it's more short, more shallow? Do you feel like you're getting deep breaths? Where's your energy as we start this meditation? Do you feel like it is super scattered? You're anxious, you're feeling overwhelmed, overstimulated. Maybe you're feeling at peace. Maybe you are feeling grounded. Maybe you're already feeling, you know, a little more at ease, but you just want an extra layer of support, of getting into your body, of feeling space from what has been going down to the present moment, separating yourself from what will go down to the present moment. Taking inventory of your body, of your mind, mentally, emotionally, where you're at, physically, maybe as you're seated, just starting to stretch, maybe bringing your neck side to side, rolling your wrists out, wiggling your fingers, wiggling your toes, rolling out those feet, feeling that space form in between each of your muscles as you take that stretch. Just really starting to disconnect from everything that had been going down, disconnecting from what is going down in your experience currently, disconnecting from all of the things outside of you, starting to reconnect to that space you're feeling within your body, reconnecting even deeper with your breath. I'll start to talk you through your breath here soon, but starting to bring more intention there. As you start to connect a little deeper with your breath, still feeling your energy ground into the earth below you, maybe feeling even the crown of your head rise to the sky above you. So now you're feeling your spine lengthen. You're feeling space fill between each vertebrae. Taking a deep inhale through your nose as you do, let your shoulders rise towards your ears. Full exhale, roll your shoulders back down your back. Relax them away from your ears. Feel that space create from your ears to your shoulders, between your shoulder blades. We're going to do two more of those shoulder rolls with the breath. So inhale, shoulders up to your ears. Exhale, roll your shoulders back. Let them relax. If you know me, you know my exhales in my meditation get loud. I love to exhale loud if my body wants to, because it's a way to release energy. Release extra energy that is ready to go, that is either holding up space in my body. Maybe it is an emotion that is ready to leave. But whatever it is, if you feel that deeper release with your breath, please do it. We're going to do one more breath together with our shoulder roll. We're going to inhale through our nose. Exhale, rolling your shoulders back, maybe rolling them a couple more times as you sink further into your seat. Your eyes are still closed, and we're going to continue to breathe together. instead of breathing through your nose, we're going to breathe through your mouth now. So an inhale through your mouth. Exhale through your mouth. Inhale through your mouth. Exhale through your mouth. Inhale through your mouth. Exhale through your mouth. Starting again to bring your energy further into the earth below you. From where you are seated, starting to imagine continuing your breath, that inhale through your mouth. Exhale through your mouth. Inhale through your mouth. Exhale through your mouth. If you start to feel your fingers tingling, if you start to feel yourself getting hot, that's totally normal with this breath pattern. And as you continue your breath, I want you to imagine from where you're seated, starting to notice. Maybe it is a bubble, maybe it's a ball, but there's a ball that starts to form around you. I like to think about it like a crystal ball, maybe like a snow globe. But as you continue your breath, starting to see yourself sitting at the bottom of that bubble, the bottom of that snow globe, the bottom of that crystal ball. As you breathe, continuing to see that protection, that boundary form around you. And as you continue to breathe, inhale through your mouth, exhale through your mouth, starting to notice how much space there is between you seated on your floor, between that snow globe, that crystal ball that has formed around you, and then noticing there's a thick glass, there's a thick boundary between you inside of your crystal ball and everything on the outside. It's almost like the movie of your life, of what's going on, of what's happening, of what's gone down in the past, of what you're worried about in the future. All of that lives on the outside of this crystal ball. All of that lives on the other side. And so we're going to continue to breathe. We're going to take 3 more breaths. Inhale through our mouth. Exhale through your mouth. Inhale through your mouth. Exhale through your mouth. Inhale through your mouth. Exhale through your mouth. And now we're going to switch it up. We're going to inhale through our nose. Slow it down again. Starting to connect here as you're at the bottom, sunken into the support of Mother Earth below you. I want you to even imagine the bottom of your snow globe, the bottom of your crystal ball. It's your favorite place. Maybe you're laying on the sand. Maybe you're laying on this beautiful meadow in a forest that you found, that the fairies led you to, whatever type of mystical land you might be in. Maybe you're laying and floating in the ocean itself. Maybe you're in a specific place that you love, but you're sunken into the support there of the grounded earth below you, peace and presence. Inhaling through your nose. Exhaling through your mouth. Inhaling through your nose. Exhaling through your mouth. And if you are up for it, allowing yourself to feel that vibration on your exhale. From your tailbone, we're going to inhale. Exhaling, feeling that vibration go back down into the earth below you. drawing your energy further and further down, just unplugging, continuing to unplug into the safety of this present moment, into more patience, more presence, into just being right here, right now. When do you ever allow yourself the space to just be quiet, to just be? We'll be here for a couple more minutes together, noticing that space between you, top of your crystal ball to the top of your snow globe, noticing how much space you've created as you've allowed yourself to breathe, to focus on you, to ground into the earth below you. Knowing that you can come back to this space, knowing that you can always close your eyes in the moment, forming your crystal ball, your snow globe around you, pushing away what is really overwhelming you, overstimulating you, that goes on the outside of your crystal ball, taking your breaths, filling your cup back up, coming back to the present moment as you ground down onto the bottom of that ball, of that snow globe, continuing to breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, in through your nose, out through your mouth, taking these last moments here to just be in gratitude, celebrating yourself, giving yourself credit for taking this time to reset your energy, to renew your energy, to create space between what was happening, between right now, between what's going to happen. Giving yourself credit, giving yourself gratitude, celebrating yourself for what you have been moving through, for what you have been navigating. It's been a lot recently. It hasn't been easy. It's been challenge after challenge, and you continue to show up. Continue to expand your capacity, and that is something to celebrate. You continue to have awareness that guides you forward. You continue to listen to your awareness, which strengthens your intuition. That is something to celebrate. You continue to show up in each and every moment, even though it would be easier not to. That is something to celebrate. Taking a deep inhale through your nose, a full audible exhale, letting it go, maybe stretching your neck side to side, wiggling your fingers, wiggling your toes, bringing awareness back to your body here and now. Noticing how much more relaxed you are in your body right now versus when you started. Noticing how much more connected to presence and patience. Noticing how much more connected to your breath you are versus when you started. Noticing how much space there is, not only in your body, but between whatever you are navigating and you right here, right now. And continuing to breathe, knowing that you can always come back to this space whenever you desire. All you need to do is close your eyes, take a deep inhale through your nose. Watch that crystal ball, that bubble, that snow globe expand around you as you exhale, grounding back down further into the present moment. As you inhale, you can call in more patience, more presence, more gratitude. You can call in support. You can call in help. You can say, hey, I don't know what I'm doing. I just need to surrender. That's what you can breathe into a little deeper. Whatever you need, breathe into it. As you exhale, know it is yours. Always come back to this full meditation whenever you need the deeper reminder, whenever you need to totally reset. This is here to support you whenever you need it. I am always here to remind you, to reflect to you. You're doing an amazing job. Do not forget to give yourself credit. This year is all about personal growth. We are finding this balance between be right here, right now, be present, be grateful, find that energy to see ourselves, to celebrate ourselves, and continue to move forward. We're learning this year to release instant gratification, to be patient, to find that presence. Ultimately, to be okay with moving slow, with growing slow, knowing that what you desire will meet you, will cross your path. The more that we can create the space that we feel, the more we create the space to receive that abundance, receive what we desire. So, I hope this supports you right now and always, whenever you need it. Whatever you are going through, you freaking got this. And I am sending you so much love. Until next time, soul family.